This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait time. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. Nadia speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning, Nadia. This is Winston with XPL. I have an FMS number for you.
All righty. Go ahead, sir.
All right, Ms. Nadia. That is 785-800-2525.
All right. Let's take a look. How is your morning going? Doing okay today?
Yes. How about yourself?
Not too bad. This is my second call. I've just started my day, you know.
Yes.
I need to get some coffee. That's what I need. I need coffee in my life.
I have my double shot already.
Well, I'm kind of jealous because I don't have a coffee.
Yes, ma'am. The customers, though, is going to give you a pretty good story about the text because, I don't think they did the right. I mean, I don't know who was right or who was wrong. I just, you know.
Got you.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You verify name and address and last 4 digits phone number?
Yeah, it says Jenny in Prada at 103 North Briar Drive, North Kingstown, Rhode Island, 3719 would be the last 4 of her phone number.
Awesome, thank you. All right, let's pull up this order.
Yes, ma'am.
Is Tim already Tim at the house right now, or they already left?
I'm thinking they already left. The way she was talking, yeah, I'm thinking they already left.
Okay, so what's happening there?
Okay. What is his name? Yeah, Kincaid called and said that he did not complete that install. Stated that he was taking the unit back to the store because the customer needs extensive code updates. So when I reached out to the customer to confirm the situation, she stated that he told her that she needed some surge protectors for her washer, which had nothing to do with her install on her dryer, she felt. So she told him that has nothing to do with his job. He just needs to go ahead and install her dryer. He kept telling her that she needed surge protectors so he could install the dryer, but the surge protectors were going on the washer, and it would cost her $300. So she feels like he was scamming her.
Oh.
So she felt like the surge protectors had nothing to do with her dryer install and that he should have been able to complete his work, but he did not. So she said, she told him, don't even don't take the gas dryer off the truck because she was not going to pay him an additional $300 for some work that he had nothing to, for some work done to a washer that had nothing to do with his dryer install. So she said she's going to cancel and was going to get her own people to do so. I told her that you'll be reaching back out to her to get further confirmation and see if we can work something out.
She said she tried to cancel her order or installation service?
The whole installation. Mm-hmm. Because she said she feels like that's what he's been doing to all of you guys as customers. And like I told her, I'm not aware, so I don't know. And that is about the surge protectors only. That's what I stated.
Okay.
I'll be here when you get back.
All right, so, yeah, give me just a second.
I'm already knowing.
You know how that go. All right, so give
yes,
me
ma'am.
Just a moment. So did they left this product at the house or they take it back?
They took it back to the store.
Oh, man, that could at least drop off.
She was not paying an additional $300. I said, I wouldn't pay an additional $300 if I didn't have to either.
Well, if she don't have to, but, you know, or third party, when they inform with some information that's on their site. If they can make those modifications, so they will inform a customer. If something that they can do to complete that service, they will charge customer.
I mean, I'm definitely aware of that part, but she felt like she
didn't. But she don't have to, you know.
Right.
She thinks she don't have to. That's totally fine. We don't have to install for her. She can ask somebody else, and they're gonna cost her additional fee to install the units too. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Because usually with us, it's most likely will be free install for the washer and dryer because it's kind of go with the bundle, you know.
But she was just getting a dryer installed, not her washer. Her washer was already there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she was stating. She said her washer had nothing to do with the order, so why he didn't just complete the order install? Because her washer was hers already. She bought that a long time ago before she got the dryer. So she said that had nothing to do with his order. He was supposed to install the gas dryer that she ordered, that she purchased. And I to me, it's hand in hand. If it had nothing to do with the order, he shouldn't have been worried about it.
Yeah. Got you. All right. So give me just a moment. Let me pull up this case study, and now I need to reach out to the customer.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Take your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for your patience. So, customer not happy with that information. Yeah, she didn't scream, nothing like that. She wasn't that angry. She just kind of disappointed about all this and did cancel her install like she asked. And a minute later, she decided to cancel her order. So, I tried to change her mind to make sure that she sure about this. Moment, but yeah, she want to cancel, and what it can do, you know, that's your choice.
True.
All right, so I did not update the account, everything good to go. I do have case ID for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready for that case ID.
The number is 288-092.
Yes, ma'am.
991.
I got 288-092-91991.
Got it. You got it.
All right, Miss Nadia. Thanks for talking with XVO. Thanks for this breeze call, young lady. You enjoy your Friday and you be safe.
You too. Thank you. It was nice to talk to you. And you have a good day. Talk to you later.
All righty. Thanks, Miss Nadia. You be cool.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions.